Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jordan and Jamie, everybody. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning. Jordan and Jamie in the house. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You're an ornery pair, aren't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
You get in a little bit of trouble now and then, don't you?
No, never.
The good kind.
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. How long you been friends?
Well, that depends how we do on this. If we do really sucky on this, we've only been friends for a couple weeks.
Oh.
If we do good, it's been 37 years.
Wow. 37 years.
Since kindergarten.
That's where you met?
Yes.
And best friends immediately?
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes.
Very nice. So do you get to spend a lot of time together now?
Not as much as we'd like to. We were actually just talking about that earlier today, that we were supposed to grow old together, and we don't get to do a whole lot of that now because of life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, it may swing back around, you know, when she hit 70 and you're all alone with your cats.
Oh, I'm never going to make it to 70.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
You don't think so?
Probably going to end up getting kicked out of a nursing home together.
Absolutely, so.
But it will happen together.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll do it together. So what kind of trouble do you like to get into when the two of you are spending time?
We just like to sit around and watch scary movies.
Scary movies. That's our thing.
Make fun of the stupid things in the scary movies. And yeah, that's kind of our thing. We've done that for years.
It's very nice. Now, are you doing this with spouses or partners or children or pets or?
No, just usually the two of us.
It's not all possible. It's just the two of us. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But are either of you married?
I'm married.
Yeah.
Yep.
How long? Widowed, but I have a really great boyfriend.
Okay.
Right now,
so Jordan's widowed with the boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
I'm married.
Jamie's married for how long?
13 years.
Okay, very nice. And it's going well?
Yes, this week. No.
This week.
No, it's great. It's great.
For the moment.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
Now, Jordan, did you approve of the husband?
No.
No.
No, not at all for the first few years, but
I'm getting over it.
You're getting over it? Are you coming around?
So, he's aware of that, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very aware.
Is he
starting to realize that?
Yeah, kind of like a tumor. So he's there to stay. So it is what it is. So,
yeah, boy.
He's a good dad, though. So
that's good.
You know, she's an adult. That's all that matters.
So. I already told him he was probably going to get thrown under the bus.
Absolutely.
So he's aware.
He's aware. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you like him okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
And he's a good dad. So you have a child together?
Yes, she is eight.
Eight.
And she is, she's something else.
Yeah.
She's a good kid. She likes to talk a lot. She's a good kid, and he's a wonderful dad. He's a good husband too. Don't let her fool you.
All right. And Gila, is her boyfriend okay?
He's wonderful.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Any kids over there?
He has a 15 and a half year old.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm so suicidal. You're absolutely.
You have that. You can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has a teenager. I have tween, I guess you would call her. She'll be 9 in February.
Going on 27.
Yeah. She's an only child, and she's pretty sure she's an adult. So,
well, she is, because this is coming from an only child when there are no other children around, and you're just spending all your time with adults.
Yeah.
So it's your fault, Mom,
just so you know. It is.
You should have had another one.
No. All good. All good.
And do you guys work? What do you do? Jordan?
I work for our local Board of Developmental Disabilities, and I'm the director of our local art studio for adults with disabilities.
Very nice. What is the name of the art studio?
Up and Beyond Art Studio.
I love
that. In Hillsboro, Ohio.
And so you work with all ages?
Pretty much
then,
so, yeah.
Pretty much?
I mean, I've been in the transition groups with the high school kids.
Uh-huh.
I was doing that for a while. And our board, I'm going to plug our board in Highland County, is just amazing. They are kicking it up there. They're doing a great job. And I'm very blessed to be a part of it.
Now that you've revealed all these work details, you're going to censor your answers?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I don't want to get fired. So answering these questions, I'm going to have a hard enough time not getting fired. We're going to be getting censored version. Absolutely. So
too funny. And how about you, Jamie? What do you do?
I work with one of our local school districts, and I work with kids that have emotional and behavioral disorders.
Oh, wow. How old?
Anywhere from third grade up to seniors in high school.
Ugh. Thank you, ladies, both of you, for what you do. It's not easy every day.
I love it.
But parents like me, we love you.
We love you guys.
We love
you.
We do. All right. So who are we kicking out of here?
Kicking her out of here.
Jordan is gone.
All right.
Yes.
So Jordan, we'll see in a few minutes as she goes off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth so that she can hear what Jamie is saying. And now that Jordan is officially out of listening range. Jen, whenever you're ready.
Who has the worst temper, you or her?
Oh, me.
Hmm. Who in her family is the biggest pervert? All right. Third question. In what way is she God's gift to men?
Probably because she thinks like a man. She has a tendency to be more logical than most women I know would be, my guess.
Look at that. Who at her work does she hope will take a vacation soon? All right. And fifth or final, which would she choose? Hair pulling, hot wax, spanking, or a gentle massage?
Okay, we don't talk about that.
Well.
But if I had to pick one, I will go with A.
I find that difficult to believe that this pair doesn't talk about that stuff at all.
That's just something we have never, ever, ever really, like, I mean, we'll like kind of talk about it, but we don't get into the nitty gritty of it.
No details.
Yeah, no, ew.
Are you a visual person? Is that part of the...
I don't think about that stuff with her.
Because some people, you know, just can't stop picturing it from that point forward.
It's not
once
even
it's
that.
Spoken.
It was just, that's something, like, as long as we've been friends, we've never talked about it, really.
Huh. Well, we might learn something new about her here today. Let's go get her.
All right. There's your five questions. Now that Jamie has answered all five, we're going to bring Jordan back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Jamie's. Come on back, Jordan. We'll see.
I don't know.
All right. Welcome back, Jordan. First question's worth $10.
Who has the worst temper, you or her?
Oh, I'd say me, probably.
Mm. She thinks she's the angry one.
Really?
Maybe it's because I have more outbursts.
Yeah, I keep mine tethered a little better, but yeah, I think mine's definitely worse. So, oh, we're going to suck at this. I don't believe this.
Oh, we're only on the first question.
37 years.
You might do all right.
Who in your family is the biggest pervert?
That's it.
Yay.
There's your first $10.
In what way are you God's gift to men? Mm.
She had a great answer.
Mm-hmm. You're God's gift God's to men, man. Men are so lucky to have. If they get you there, it's so lucky to have you because.
I'm a really good cook.
Oh.
And I've got big boobs, so I don't know if
that's so not what I said.
No, but you'll love the answer. She said you're very logical and you think like a guy.
Oh.
You're so fired.
That is such a good answer.
Isn't that a great answer?
Yeah.
And it's very true. It's very true. I try to think through what they're thinking, which usually isn't a whole lot, but
you can hone in on it. You can relate.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with it.
All right.
Oh, that's a great answer. Fired. Darn it.
But a nice compliment.
Yeah, a very good compliment.
Okay,
that's why we've been best friends for so long.
Because she compliments me.
Yeah. That helps.
All right. If you get this question right, we'll throw another $20 in.
Who at your work do you hope will take a vacation soon?
There you go. There's another $20 added to the pot.
Yeah. I really hope that's getting bleeped out. So.
Now, this is where it gets interesting. We're at the fifth and final question. You got $30 so far. If you get it right, you can double your money. You walk out of here with $60.
So this is deciding whether or not we eat at Olive Garden or Burger King.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. So.
This is the big question.
This is the deciding point right here.
Mm-hmm. And it's multiple choice.
Okay.
And she said that you guys are very open and honest with each other about everything in your life. So I'm sure if that's the case, you'll get this right.
Not if this is a sex question.
Not if this is a sex question?
No, we won't get this right.
Well, let's see. You pick. Which would you prefer?
Oh.
Hair pulling, hot wax, a good spanking, or a gentle massage?
Okay, ooh. Okay, and none of that is her business. So I guess A. Let's just go with A.
She was
I love
left
that.
To guess, so. And that was her guess.
Yay!
And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but neither one of them would repeat hair pulling. because I didn't say A is hair pulling.
The first
B
one
is this one. Yeah, that's what they're like. A. So,
nope.
I'm going to go with A.
First one, that one, not that one. The other one.
No, yeah, the other one. Yeah. I torture my sister with stories like that. So
gotcha.
that's fun.
You save
for
it
me,
for
so.
Her.
Absolutely. She
so
has to suffer
through that. So your sister would have known.
Oh, yeah. Tissue would have known and been very upset about having to answer. So. Yeah.
Nice. Well, you guys did all right. You got $60, guys.
Yay.
Well done.
Yay.
Jordan, Jamie, thank you both for coming on the Best Friend Game.
Thank
for having
you.
Us, guys.
Here's to another 37 years together.
Yay. I told you I'm never going to make it that long.
Sure you are.
You may surprise yourself.
All right. And if you want to come in and play the Best Friend Game, there's an application for you to fill out. Just go to our website, WKRQ.com.
63% of us will, of course, celebrate Valentine's Day with a significant other, but 61% will also celebrate with family, 59% with friends, 51% with their kids, and 28% doing something with their pets for Valentine's Day. And we celebrate that by giving gifts, going out to dinner, cooking a special meal at home, treating ourselves to some me time, and sending cards. So there are lots of opportunities to give and receive gestures there with not just a significant other, but other members, other loved ones. And it's a lot less stressful.
Mm-hmm. In theory, unless, you know, it could be very stressful. Say if you just started dating somebody beginning of January and here you are 6 weeks in, how big of a deal? Because you don't want to make too big of a deal out of it. Because then you could come across as kind of a crazy person if the other person isn't on the same page.
True.
But then you don't want to not do enough because you want to. It's tricky.
Right.
I just put in open table because I was thinking about Valentine's Day because of some of these things. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if there's any reservations. Like, you know, it's January 22nd. Maybe we should start looking around. And I just put in 6 o'clock on Valentine's Day just because, you know, why not? And there is like hardly any reservations
left. And we're 3.5 weeks out.
Now, I wonder if that's because they're actually booked or if they're holding those.
They're probably holding those, but still, man alive.
Well, you know, the fact that Valentine's Day is on
Friday
this year, that's going to.
Like even Prime, the closest reservation on Friday, February 14th, that's to 6 o'clock, is 4:45 p.m.
Oh, God. That's perfect for our parents.
No, let me put in 8 o'clock just to see if it gets better. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
9:15 at the Metropole.
Man, I don't know how people eat dinner at 9:15
at
night.
I mean, seriously.
We usually eat around 8 every night.
Do you?
I can't. Yeah, no. I probably should take that 4:45 at Prime.
Yeah, I would take that ahead of the 9:15.
We got to get home by the time Wheels on.
Come on.
We can still see Penelope before bed.
You can take an extra dessert home and have it before bed.
Yeah, it's not just Valentine's Day. It's also a Friday night,
yeah.
So it's going to be busy anyway.
What do you guys, I actually did already order my boyfriend's present, so I know what he's getting. But as far as like the Valentine's Day date thing, we started this tradition when our kid was like barely, I think she was almost one or whatever, but we do like a make your own pizza night.
Oh, that's fun.
Each person gets like their individual, they sell these at Kroger, like it's just like an individual, I don't know,
pizza crust,
6-inch crust, yeah, or something like that. And then you have different toppings and pizza and then the cheese, and it's really fun activity for like our kid to like throw whatever she wants on there and then watch it bake in the oven. It's kind of neat. Something different.
Now, are your partners good at planning romantic things for you to do? I know that the look Fridge is giving me right now. Should we start with the boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
To do? What are you like a little adventure?
Like, are they good?
Things?
I mean, are they good at, do they surprise you with romantic gestures? Like, yeah. Do you have, you know, when a birthday or an anniversary pops up, do they do something that's really thoughtful and sweet,
yes,
and romantic? And
last year I got a pickle olive,
oh,
peppuccini.
That's right. Bouquet. It was a bouquet.
Made.
Nice. I bet you loved that because that's
that
right up your alley.
Sweetest day? When did
I think
get
it
that?
Was sweetest day.
Yes.
It was in October,
wow.
I think.
I loved it.
You celebrate sweetest
no,
day.
No, maybe
not
it
many.
Wasn't. I don't remember if it was Valentine's or birthday or I don't remember. Sorry. I don't remember, but I loved it.
I would say that we have different definitions of romance because
right?
Some people would look at pickles not very romantic, maybe. But the bouquet and the thought of the idea,
sure.
Incredible.
Surprise.
Yeah.
What was the last big romantic thing Kristen planned for you, Jeffrey?
She doesn't plan big elaborate things. That's kind of not her style. And she tends to, tends to activate her gag reflex when you try to do that kind of thing, that over the top kind of romantic thing.
A little too cheesy for her.
Yeah, but she's into smaller gestures, which I really like, that are a little more subtle. And one of my favorite things, of course, as you know, is bourbon. And she was at the Four Roses Distillery, and she got me literally four roses, actual roses, and the bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Which, oh, that's very nice.
And a card, which was super nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we do flowers, and she does love flowers.
And, like, she'd write a little note in the card.
Yeah.
You know what Scott said to me one time? He was like, you just don't seem like you're, like, a flowers kind of girl. And I'm like, I don't know if that even exists. I kind of feel like all women enjoy receiving flowers.
Yeah.
I, you know,
unless you're super highly allergic, maybe, but like, it's just,
I always love getting flower. I mean, the gesture is always so sweet and kind, and I enjoy them and I love them, but it's not one of those things where it's like, boy, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he gets me flowers.
But if he showed up at your house with them randomly, you would be, that would be delighted, right?
Yes. So what is the last thing Scott does then?
You know what? He does all kinds of really cute things often. Like he's a big present giver. Like he, you know, he'll be like, for your birthday, we're going here. And I'm like, yay. But when I was gone one time, I came, I don't remember if he went away or I went away. I think he went away, but I came back to my bed that night and he had put a chocolate on my pillow, which I thought was just darling.
Yeah.
Like I pulled back the blanket and it was like a Hershey kiss or something. And I was like, ah, yeah, it was sweet, but he's not super romantic-y. Like he's not going to light candles and, you know, seduce me in that kind of manner.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Now I'm on Open Table and there are some reservations. Yeah. I mean, if you don't mind eating later, you know, Morton's has got one open at 8:45. Prime has got one at 8:45. Capital Grill's got one at 9:00. If you don't mind eating that late, but it's a Friday night. Mercer's got one at 8:30. So yeah. There's a few spots, you know, Prism at the Jack Casino. That's not,
well,
a bad
I mean,
place.
Like on here too, it depends on what you really want to get into, because they have like, I was just looking at it too. Like, but the Bakersfield has some openings at like 7:45. So, I mean, that might be a fun date night for you. It doesn't have to be meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Bring on the queso, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know I'm excited about this Valentine's Day because what we're going to do here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
With you people.
Are you allowed to talk about that, or is that top secret?
That's entirely up to you. I don't think any of you have had discussions with your significant others.
I just have recently had conversation with my lover.
Yes.
And he said he would absolutely do it.
He's what down. About Scott? Is Scott in?
Yeah. I guess Scott will come too.
Oh, that'd be good. Good.
Yeah. He said, okay.
That's enthusiastic.
I think he'll be excited too.
It'll be fun.
Talk about me, of course.
Yeah.
Because all wonderful. I do is talk about him.
Right.
He probably is ready for some rebuttal.
He has no voice in this.
How do you have this set up, Jen?
Well, we're going to play the best friend game with you and your significant others that week. And we are going to ask them questions about you.
Yeah.
That I will write and not reveal ahead of time.
Which is fine by me. But my thing with this is that I fully am anticipating getting zero. Mm-hmm. So even one will be wonderful
happy for you.
Yeah. Mm. And it's nothing against.
You're anticipating zero, really?
Well, just because I feel like I'm the one that remembers stuff in the relationship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Your mind is like a trap. It really is.
I know.
You remember things that I just.
And I feel badly for Scott about that because he'll be like, if Jen's like, where was your first date? Immediately I would know. And he would be like, I think we went to, was it Trios? And I'm going to be like, Mitchell's Fish Market. Don't you remember Teddy Kramer hit the home run?
Oh, my gosh.
Hit the home run for Teddy Kramer. And we were sitting at the bar and we did, because I'll remember all of that. And he'll be like, oh.
But so that's not just you, though. I feel like that's women, like women in general, just.
Women remember.
And that's not just
don't
Scott
let go either. Of anything.
Yeah.
Birthdays, anniversaries, and everything you ever said.
That's right. Jen is right. Yeah. So I feel.
Right.
A little sorry for him in that aspect.
I'll forget about it.
But he's going to do great. I know it.
How do you think Christopher's going to do?
We'll do good. We'll do all right.
Yeah.
And if we don't, who cares?
Right. Yeah. But I mean, how do you think he will enjoy the experience?
Oh, he'll embrace it.
He'll be down with it.
Oh, I think he's going to be amazing at it.
I think he's going to be a lot of fun.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kristen, what about Kristen?
I think she'll do great.
Uh-huh.
But we're also moving targets, you know? We're constantly sort of changing and evolving, and so we'll see. I think just even going to dinner, it's funny. So Friday nights are our regular date night, and we go to the same restaurant, and we love the staff, and Embers has got, you know, terrific. They take notes on us.
You've been going there a long time. Standing tradition.
And one of the things that I like about Embers, you know, a lot of restaurants do this, but they keep notes on their regular customers.
Mm-hmm.
So the more often you go, you know, the more they pick up on your habits. And as you become a regular, it's kind of nice because you show up and they have your drink ready for you. But we tend to be right about the point where they're like, okay, I think we've got this couple down. This is their habit and this is what they like. We change it up on them.
Uh-huh.
And
keep
we freely admit that because they work so hard. And they say, will we be having our usual cocktail tonight?
And when you say no, what is the look on their face?
It's like, damn it.
What have you done?
These notes are insane. How did we mess this up?
They go back to the bar, those sons of dangers.
Oh, you know it. Yeah.
I think, though, like, you have already played two times previously.
With Jen.
With Jen.
Yeah, the first time Jen and I got nothing, we got zero.
Yeah. So, I mean, the bar is set very low.
Truly.
For all of us
mm-hmm.
in this situation.
Yeah. I have zero expectations other than it's going to be wildly entertaining, at least for me.
Oh, yeah.
At least it will be for me.
So you have that to look forward to.
I also think that we should say no bleeps.
Well, oh, no bleeps? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, you can't be like, bleep. You know, and you mouth the word Jimmy.
Right. Listen, I hate the bleeps anyway, just because I understand that sometimes when you're discussing someone who's not here, especially if they're not here to defend themselves, why that is sometimes necessary. But what I don't like about the bleeps is that it does, you know, it leaves the audience out of it in a way. But as far as our games are concerned, yeah, no.
Wide open.
Wide open, no holds barred.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.